Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to conquering social situations and building unshakable confidence. You know that feeling when you walk into a room and just, click? You feel comfortable, you feel yourself, and people gravitate towards you. That's the magic of social confidence. But let's be real, life can throw curveballs. Stress, anxieties, everyday pressures, they can all chip away at our inner glow. That's where self-care comes in, folks. Think of it as your secret weapon for staying sharp, resilient, and ready to rock any social interaction. Today, we're diving deep into the crucial link between self-care and building that social confidence you crave. Because taking care of yourself isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. It's about nurturing your mind, body, and soul so you can show up as your best self in every situation. So, buckle up because we're about to unlock some powerful insights. First things first, understanding what truly constitutes self-care is key. It's not a one-size-fits-all approach. What recharges me might leave you feeling drained. Think about your own needs. Do you thrive on solo time or buzzing with energy in social settings? Do you find solace in nature walks or lose yourself in a good book? Listen to those whispers from within and build self-care routines that genuinely nourish you. Next, let's talk about the power of mindfulness. Ever feel like your mind is racing 100 miles an hour? Mindfulness practices like meditation, deep breathing exercises, or even just taking a few moments to focus on your senses can help you calm the mental chatter and create space for clarity and focus. And guess what? A clear mind equals a confident mind. Now, remember those anxieties that creep in during social situations? Well, self-care can be your armor against them. Regular exercise releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that naturally boost your mood and help you manage stress. So, find an activity you enjoy, dancing, hiking, swimming, anything that gets your heart pumping. And don't underestimate the power of sleep, folks. Think of it as your brain's nightly reset button. When you're well rested, you're more alert, you think more clearly, and you feel more capable of handling those social interactions with grace and ease. So, make sure to prioritize those ZZs. Finally, let's talk about boundaries, a crucial part of self-care that often gets overlooked. You have the right to say no to things that drain your energy or don't align with your values. Remember, setting healthy boundaries isn't selfish, it's essential for protecting your well-being and ensuring you have the energy to show up as your best self in social situations. Ever find yourself saying, yes, even when you really want to say, no? You know that feeling? We've all been there. It happens because we want to please everyone, but setting boundaries is about honoring yourself and your needs first. Think of it like this. Imagine a flight attendant explaining safety procedures. They tell you to put on your own oxygen mask before helping others. It's the same principle here. Take care of yourself first, so you have the capacity to genuinely connect with others. Now, let me share a quick story with you. Remember that time when you were invited to a big event, but you were feeling overwhelmed? Maybe you had work deadlines looming or just needed some quiet time to recharge. You could have forced yourself to go, pretending everything was okay, but instead, you chose to prioritize your well-being. You declined the invitation politely, opting for a cozy night in with a good book and a cup of tea. Sounds familiar? That's self-care in action. By honoring your needs, you gave yourself the space to recharge and come back refreshed, ready to tackle whatever came next. So, what are the key takeaways from today's episode? Remember, self-care isn't just about pampering, it's a powerful tool for building social confidence. It's about creating routines that nourish your mind, body, and soul. It's about practicing mindfulness to calm the mental chatter and create space for clarity. And most importantly, it's about setting healthy boundaries so you can protect your energy and show up as your best self in every situation. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite self-care practices? Share them with me on social media. Let's build a community of confident, empowered individuals who support each other's well-being. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast for daily doses of inspiration and practical tips to boost your social confidence. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.